You're listening to a mini episode of the Enterprise Now Show, where we change lives through enterprise.
Now, did you shift to that business model out of necessity, or was it a situation where you discovered that, hey, this is an area or a lane that I'm really, really good at?
I would say it's probably a combination of both, because when we shifted, the 2013 era was about the time that the offshore onslaught from all these other countries started coming in with cheap labor into the U.S. Mm. And we were doing traditional staffing as part of what we were doing. And I mean, it just unnerved a lot of major companies, the big ones, not just us. I mean, it was everybody. Mm-hmm. And so you've got a lot of offshore resources that are in the U.S. now versus your U.S. resources that are still, you know, in the $50 or $60 range. And you got countries coming in, you know, at $19 an hour. And you know, America loved that cheap, free labor.
Yeah.
So, so guess which way they went, which we're now all undoing for a lot of reasons, and cyber would be the big one. But it was that combination of not wanting to thrash around this thing going nowhere, and just the fact that the technology was getting so proliferated that we had to do something else. We certainly couldn't afford to hire as many people as we needed across as many vast product sets as we needed to do. And as I'm watching my large corporate counterparts struggling with this, there's no way we're going to, you know, they can't, they're trying to figure out how in the heck are we going to do this with all of this technology out here. So again, it's reading the signs. And it's, and I would say too, it's having, I have been blessed to have very good mentors. It's very important. I've had very smart business people who said, you know, I had one who said, you know, Donica, you got to learn to listen to the news programs in the morning. It's boring, but after about a year, you'll get used to it.
Yeah.
And you'll get used to hearing it. You got to pay attention to the stock market. Doesn't matter that I have stock or not. It's telling you what those businesses are doing and the direction that they're going.
Yeah.
And I'm not in corporate America anymore, but we have corporate level clients. And even if we don't, the tier one clients we have corporate level clients. So that stuff is all flowing down. It's all a flow down.
Yeah, to your earlier point, it's all connected.
Yes,
it's
an ecosystem that's all connected, and you can't disconnect any of the pieces from it. And I think that's one of the things that knocks people out of business. They say, well, I didn't see that coming. Well, you got to pay attention, you know.
Yeah.
You know? It's like the living dead. They're coming for you. There's things behind you. You got to look. You got to see it back there, you know. And you know it's out there, but you don't know what direction it's coming from. So you got to find a way to pay attention to those things. And it's not easy, you know, because we just get deluged with all of this information. And you got to find streams of it that you, in bites that you can absorb. So I belong to a couple of executive level groups where we talk to each other, and they're not technical. I mean, it's one of everybody. It's all different kind, because there again, it's an ecosystem. It's all different kind of businesses. It's not just about what we do in tech. You know, it's what the restaurants are doing. It's what the you know, what Kohl's and Costco are doing. It's what are people doing? Because they see things coming that a lot of times we're not paying attention to.
Do you have a business philosophy?
Just go get some. Some business. We put ourselves in the place of solving people's problems because we like helping people. Our helping people has brought our partners along with us, and they benefit from what we do. And when they benefit, then their employees benefit and all the people around us benefit. If the business has a purpose, and I listened to somebody the other day that said, if, because they talk about entrepreneurs, and the thing is, if you have a service that nobody wants, it serves no value.
Yeah.
So the goal is to always be on the front edge of something somebody wants.
Thank you so much for listening. If you got value from the show, all I ask is that you share it with one other person you think would also enjoy the content. And we would love to connect with you on social media as well.